Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The U.S. Department of Justice is suing Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon for refusing to provide the state's voter registration list. The Trump administration filed the lawsuit Thursday in an attempt to get Minnesota voters' sensitive personal information. Simon responded in a statement, quote, "We have been very clear with the DOJ about our position that state and federal law do not allow our office to provide them with private voter data unless they provide information about how the information will be used and secured." Simon says his office will continue to safeguard the private information of millions of eligible voters in Minnesota. The Minnesota Department of Corrections continues to move inmates out of the Stillwater State Prison, which is scheduled to fully close in June of 2029. Commissioner Paul Schnell says the state prison system has enough room for all the prisoners today.
This has been and will continue to be a historic issue because some of these upgrade things happen. And we've had to, depending upon our population, as I mentioned before, housing at a facility. That said, we have the capacity to manage our population today.
State health officials are rolling out a new campaign called Be Cannabis Aware, aimed at giving young people under 25 and the adults who support them clear science-based information about cannabis use without judgment. MDH spokeswoman Heidi Glessman.
We just really look forward to the opportunity to get this information out there. We know there's been a lot of questions with this new adult use market coming to Minnesota, so we think this is a really good opportunity to get that clear science-based messages to youth and adults and youth lives about cannabis.
There's more information at becannabisaware.org. And the Minnesota Twins shut out the Texas Rangers 4-0 in the series finale in Arlington. Blood Cancer United's annual Light the Night Walk is Saturday evening at Harriet Island in St. Paul. Campaign manager Christine Reed says it is their signature fundraising event of the year.
It's an evening walk where thousands gather to honor, remember, and celebrate those impacted by blood cancer. Participants at the Light the Night event, they carry illuminated lanterns.
Reed says it's an emotional moment when everyone lights their lanterns in white, red, and gold. The goal is to raise $700,000 for the fight against blood cancer in Minnesota. And the Minnesota Lynx and Phoenix Mercury meet in Game 3 of the WNBA semifinals tonight in Arizona. The Mercury even the series at one game apiece with an 89-83 overtime win Tuesday at Target Center. Lynx coach Cheryl Reeves says they will be ready for tonight's matchup. This is MNN.